A 50-year-old taxi driver has been found guilty of rape. Raymond Chorten from Melrose Crescent, Clondalkin in Dublin, had denied raping two young women on separate nights in the summer of 2022. After deliberating for a total of 76 minutes since yesterday, the jury found him guilty on all three charges of rape by unanimous verdict. He was remanded in custody and will be sentenced on July the 1st. Our court's reporter Vivian Traynor is with us. What happened to the young women in this case, Vivian?
Kevin, during this trial, both of the complainants gave evidence, and in the witness box, the first young woman, she's now aged 21, she told the court that in the summer of 2022, she was raped by Raymond Chorten in the back of his taxi in the early hours of the 26th of June in 2022. She told the court she'd been out with work colleagues, but she became separated from them. She described herself as being very drunk that night. She had had more alcohol than she would have been used to, and she was drifting in and out of consciousness in the taxi. She said she woke to find Raymond Chorten raping her. A very similar story from the second complainant. She's now also age 21. She had been on a night out with friends. The plan for her was to stay in her friend's house, but after leaving a nightclub at around 2:30 in the morning, she became separated from her friends, so she decided to go home. She said she was tired, she was quite drunk. She couldn't remember if she'd hailed a taxi or whether one had just stopped for her, but she got into the back of the cab, told the driver where she lived, and then fell asleep. And she said the next thing she remembered, she woke up with the taxi driver on top of her. Now, prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small told the jury in this case that consent to a sexual act must be free and voluntarily given. She said a person who's asleep or unconscious could not consent. And if a person couldn't consent because of alcohol or drugs, they were incapable of consent. And she said that the evidence of the two women was compelling. There was no question that either of them had consented to having sex with this man. She said Chorten was a public service vehicle license holder. His job was to get those two young women home, but that's not what he did. She said he preyed on their vulnerabilities and the fact that they were both tired and sleepy. And she said that he had preyed on that and taken advantage of that.
Raymond Chorten had denied rape. What did he tell Gardaí, Vivian?
Yeah, he told Gardaí after his arrest in each case that these interactions with these young women were instigated by the young women, and he said that whatever happened was consensual. He also called in defence evidence from three other women who said they had had sex with him in the back of his taxi on other occasions. One of the women told the jury she would never have done so if she had been sober. And defence counsel Lorcan Staines told the jury that they weren't there to decide on morals or whether the man's behaviour was appropriate, but to decide on his guilt or innocence without emotion. And in his closing speech, he said there was no doubt this was an appalling case, and the picture painted of his client's actions was deeply unpleasant, to say the least. But he said it wasn't about morals or appropriateness. He said they had to be sure about his guilt, and he had asked the jury to acquit. Now, after deliberating, they began yesterday, deliberated for a total of 76 minutes in total. The jury found Raymond Chorten guilty on all three counts. Two of those counts related to one woman, one to the other woman. They found him guilty on all three counts by unanimous verdict. He has now been remanded in custody, and he'll be sentenced on the 1st of July, when we'll also hear victim impact statements.
Vivian, thank you. That's our court's reporter, Vivian Traynor.